Well, welcome back to another episode of Providence Coffee Talk. Pastor Charles here, and it has been a while since we have even done an episode. And part of that is just because we have been busy, and I have been trying to catch up on a whole bunch of other things. And I'm trying to take a page out of my own playbook to slow down, take some time, and figure out schedule and life and all of that. So with that in mind, we've just been trying to breathe where we can. And it's been one of those things where I say every week, I need to record an episode. And then you get down to the end of the week and you're like, whoops, I didn't record an episode. So, but we did start last time looking at the idea of servanthood and what that means within the church, what that means for us. And so we're going to take another look at that today and a second episode of that, of how we can serve the local church through our gifts. And it's going to be great. But a couple things just to kind of remind you of and let you know about. First off, Easter Sunday is coming up this Sunday. So in a couple days, but you may already have plans or you may have things going on, or hopefully your plans are to be here. But either way, Easter Sunday, it's going to be great. We get to celebrate Jesus. That's always important. Also, Wednesday. This is spring break for us here, which means that we are not going to be meeting for after school. We will also not have our dinner, and we will not have our evening Bible study. So you are welcome to stay home if you want to. We will have our men's Bible study that morning at 6 a.m. So if you're interested, you can jump in on that. But anyway, it's going to be an interesting week because it's going to be a little bit of a light week. So I'm kind of excited about that. With that in mind, I've been looking at my time block schedule, trying to figure out how to create space and time for me, time to slow down, time to invest in people, time to invest in people in our church. And I think it's going to be exciting. So hopefully, as we come into the summer, different schedule, different things going on. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. So anyway, we've been talking about servanthood, and that was the last episode that we did, was looking at this idea of what servanthood means and kind of a biblical approach. And today we're going to look at it from the perspective of the church. So serving in the church, and this can be a tricky one just as much as it can be anything else. So let's do this. Let's grab a coffee. Let's take a sip. It's really good. Good warm coffee. All right, let's get into it. So when we left last time, we talked about biblical servanthood and really the contrast between worldly leadership and Christ-like service, because I think it was interesting how we could quickly adopt that we need to have leadership within the world and we need to serve within our world. But yet there's also this service like Christ that we are to have as well. And we primarily looked at the ultimate service of Jesus in the way the Apostle Paul writes that in Philippians chapter 2. And there were some really interesting pieces that pulled out of that, but really talking about how do we begin each day thinking about how we can serve others and how we can serve the kingdom of God. So today we're going to spend more of our time looking at that within the confines, like I said, of the local church and how we use our gifts for the body as a whole. So what is local church service, and what does servanthood look like within the local church? We have to be very careful with this, because a lot of times we look at service and we reduce it down to volunteerism. And we say that, you know, in order to serve the church, you must volunteer at the church in some way. And so we don't want to reduce it down to simply being a volunteer. We want to make it more of a way in which our heart aligns to the needs of our community, the needs of our church, and as well as our own spiritual gifts and where those things kind of work together. The reality is that our ability to serve within the local church primarily depends on how we understand and know our spiritual gifting and how we understand that concept to work. And so 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 tells us that each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Excuse me. Notice that What Peter is not saying is, he's not saying that each of you should use the gifts that you've received to serve the church and to make sure that there are people filling every void within the church. But rather, we are serving one another, we are helping one another, and we're doing it as faithful stewards of what? God's grace. So when we talk about serving within the church, we're not just trying to fill spots for programs that we've established and that we want to see happen. What we're trying to do is we're trying to make the availability of the gospel present for everyone who comes. So that's why when we talk about children's ministry, we have volunteers in the nursery and in our children's area. We have Sunday school teachers. We have Sunday morning volunteers. We have all of these things that happen. But part of that is we want to be able to provide a service so that kids can be educated, but also so that parents can go and learn more about what it means to have the grace of God in their life. And that's a big responsibility for us. This is why serving within the local church is important. Because we're not just trying to say, well, let's just fill this void. What we're trying to say is, how can we use this ministry to not only reach kids, but also to make sure that we are giving parents an opportunity to reach God and to further their relationship with Him. It's the same reason why we have our Silver Threads ministry working with senior adults. The goal there is to encourage one another and equip one another, bring one another together in order that we might spend time stewarding the grace of God to spur each other on towards good works and to good things. And this is the reality of why we serve within the church. I mean, quite honestly, this is why we use our gifts. This is why we do all these things that we do. But the reality is that serving within the local church is not only just beneficial for the church, but it's also beneficial for us. Serving in the local church helps us put feet to what we believe to be true. And it helps us make sure that we are emphasizing the importance of the goodness of God in all the things that we do. So we utilize our spiritual gifts. We utilize things to make sure that we are serving others, but primarily that we are helping them understand the grace and the goodness of God through that. Now, again, this is not reduced down to simple volunteerism. Anybody can volunteer for anything. But when you have the mindset of saying that I'm not here just to volunteer and fill in a space, I'm here to help lead that child to Christ. I'm here to help lead my friends closer to Jesus. I'm here to provide encouragement, to equip one another, and to allow the saints to have this time together. That's where I think there's a difference between servanthood and volunteerism. And the reason I bring that up is there's an old book by a guy named Josh Packard called Church Refugees. And the premise within that book is trying to help understand and decipher through sociology and through different things, like why people are leaving the church, why people are done with church and with their faith. And one of the things when I first read this book was the interesting piece to me. It's not the disenfranchised and distant people that are leaving churches. It's the doers. It's the people that are helping in every way, shape, and form. And what you find throughout his book is that he's saying that it's the doers who are leaving the churches in droves because they see that there is such a need for the gospel to be manifested in all of these areas. But yet we find ourselves getting caught up in the trivial things and not serving one another. We find ourselves getting caught up in our own idealism and not serving one another. And because of that, they fall within the category of what we call the de-churched. So they have been involved in church. They've been involved in church their whole life. But yet through this process, they feel like church is no longer relevant for them. So we have to be careful. There's a difference between volunteers and servers. There's a difference between volunteerism and servanthood and serving within the local church. Volunteerism is just a warm body that can breathe, that can pass a background check, that can stay there and make sure that everybody's good. Servanthood uses the gifts that God's given you to equip the body and to serve the body and to help it grow in many ways. So those are a couple aspects that we have to understand as we move into these next pieces. The other piece about this. And the other piece about our spiritual gifting in servanthood is understanding and knowing our spiritual gifts. I think that's one piece that we have to always remind ourselves of, is that we have this, we have to understand and know what our spiritual gifts are, what our natural talents are, and how we can use those things for the glory of God. Now, one of the things too that I find interesting is there is a huge difference between what is a natural talent and what is an adaptable talent. There are certain things that I am naturally gifted towards that God's given me, certain things that naturally I can take on and do. But then there are certain things that are also adaptable, that given the right situation and the right parameters, the right dynamics, I can adapt and I can make things happen. I wouldn't consider myself a children's pastor or a children's minister, but I love hanging out with kids on Wednesdays. And I love messing with them. I love seeing the joy of their hearts. I love joking with them. I love giving them a hard time. I love sharing with them where I can. I love trying to answer their questions that they write. But I wouldn't consider myself a regular children's volunteer. But given the right circumstances and the right parameters, I can serve however I need to make things happen. Case in point. In one of the churches we served at, my wife served as the nursery coordinator, and it was her job to make sure that the nursery was always filled with volunteers and people, and that everything was there and ready to go. One year, it was either Christmas or Christmas Eve, fell on a Sunday, and we were not having any of the Sunday school services because it was just going to be too much. And Melina, I believe at that time, was pregnant with Henry. And so she looked at me and she said, "Charles, I'm not going to have any volunteers because they're all going to be out of town. Like, it's just going to be me running an entire class or nursery by myself." And I said, "I'll tell you what." I said, "Let me do my announcements. And then what I can do is, after I come off that stage, I can come back here and help you." So that year as a family, we didn't actually spend time together in the worship service for that Christmas. Instead, I served in the nursery, and I served in, I think it was the older kids' nursery. We may have had some for the babies, but in the older kids' nursery, the pre-K room, helping make sure that those kiddos had a great time, great Christmas, great service. And it was so special to get to have that time. Now, don't want to do that every week. That might test me a little bit, but when it's needed, I have no problem stepping in and helping in that way. But with that in mind, there are natural gifts that God gives us, natural things that we have. For some of us, it's hospitality. We have a great gift of hospitality, of serving others through food. And I'll say this, that's probably one of the best ministries you could ever think about, the ministry of food. But hospitality goes way beyond that too, but we kind of as Baptists reduce it to food. But maybe there's also the hospitality or the gift of pastoral care. I've had a lot of great people here within Providence who, even when they are not actively serving as deacons, they still do the role and the work and the ministry of a deacon because they have great care, pastoral care for people. And that's a huge gift that I am able to tap into. And when I can't make something, I know I can go to certain people and say, "Hey, I need you to step in and help out of that if you can." And man, do they do it. And man, is it wonderful. So there are certain ways that we can serve our church that doesn't always look like we're volunteering in a program. A lot of times the service of the church is not even done within the walls of the church, but a lot of times the service of the church is done out in the community when you are around and with the congregation. So understand and know your spiritual gifts. Understand and know what God has given you that makes things tick, right? For some people, it's the gift of marketing and advertising. I know it's not a spiritual gift, but there is those aspects in there where people can say, "Hey, listen, I have a knack of knowing how people work and how to communicate with them and talk with them and how to present things in a reasonable manner. And I don't mind doing that." Man, great. Or I know how to do technology, and technology is something that I really enjoy. And I do like to dabble in that a little bit. I can help in that way. Great. There's ways to serve in that as well. So there are certain areas and there's certain things that we can do and there's certain ways that we can serve that don't always have to involve working in the nursery or the children's area or the youth or teaching a Sunday school class. But I think sometimes we reduce it down to that. So the big goal is understanding what our spiritual gifts are so that we can then say, "Hey, listen, I may not be able to wipe a bottom in the nursery, but I can help with the website, or I can help with Facebook, or I can help with keeping the bus running on a regular basis. I can help with tending to needs on the playground. I can help, you know, it just kind of builds from there. And then the other piece that we have to think about too, when it comes to serving within the local church, is again, talking back to the reference of that book that I talked about, overcoming the barriers. There are a lot of barriers when it comes to serving within the church, a lot of barriers, mostly surrounding fear. I think if I was to ask some people to stand up on a Sunday morning and say, "Hey, listen, I'm not going to be there. I need you to preach." There'd be a lot of people that would probably clam up and look at me like a deer in the headlights and say, I don't know how to, and the reality is, if you can teach, you can preach. If you can teach people and proclaim the gospel in a reasonable and intelligent manner, then you can preach. We try to say that even in preaching, there's systemic formulas, but the reality is all we're trying to do is take the word of God and communicate it in a manner where everyone from whatever stage of faith in life can decipher and understand, and they can have discernment to figure out how that works within their own personal heart. So you might be one of those that says, "Hey, look, I would love to serve, but there's this fear that overcomes me when it comes to this or that or this or that." Maybe you've already been burned out. Maybe there's a chance that you've been at a church, you've served at a church, and it didn't go well. Maybe people took advantage of your service. People took advantage of you, and in the process of that, you're just kind of burnt out. That's a barrier that you have to overcome. Even when churches take advantage of us, there's still those barriers of saying, "Yeah, I'm tired. Yeah, I would rather do this." But the reality is, God's called me to serve. And then the last kind of barrier that we really have to overcome is feeling unqualified. I can't tell you how many times in life I have felt unqualified to do something, but people still put me in a position like, "Oh, Charles can handle this." And I'm sitting there going, "How?" I don't feel like I have the qualifications to do that. I don't feel like I have the qualifications to lead in that way, or to do that thing, or to operate like that, or to make these things happen. And yet still, there are moments that God places within me that I may not feel like I have the qualifications, but God qualifies me. Some things that we have to remind ourselves: barriers are what they are, barriers. And we can either allow them to stop us, or we try to overcome them. A lot of times we look at barriers as a way of just saying, "Well, like I said, I better not do that." But when it comes to our faith in Christ, sometimes we have to look at barriers as saying, "Okay, what do I need to do to overcome this?" If fear stops you from serving, then you need to remind yourself that God doesn't give you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. See, fear is not a reason to stop serving. Fear is just something that we have to overcome so we can serve better. And then there's burnout. Oh man, burnout is wild. And when we get to where we are serving in multiple ways and doing multiple things, it's real easy for our body to just shut down on us. That's why we talked about it Wednesday, but that's why we got to spend time slowing down. Sometimes we got to spend time slowing down and resting. Sometimes we got to take a break from some things, and that's okay. It is okay to take a break. And I'll say that until the day I die, and I'll be blue in the face as long as it is okay to slow down and take a break, because it takes time to build your relationship with Jesus. And if you're using up all your time everywhere else, then you don't have time for Jesus. So sometimes the things that we have to do is overcome burnout by slowing down, changing our pace a little bit, and spending time and carving out time for Him. And whenever we feel unqualified, we have to remind ourselves that God qualifies us. Remember the story of Moses as he's at the burning bush, and God's calling him to go back into Egypt to free the Israelites from captivity. And Moses, in all of his presence of God and being with Him, Moses is looking at this bush and going, "I can't do it." In other words, he's saying, "I'm not qualified. I can't speak well, and no one's going to listen to me." And we have to remind ourselves that if God calls, God qualifies. If God calls you, God qualifies you for that. So we always have to remember that in serving the church, sometimes it's not about what you know or not about how great you are, but it's about whether or not you feel like you're even qualified to do that. And when you feel like you are not qualified to do it, pray and seek God, and He'll give you the qualifications. He'll give you what you need to do that. And then consider the testimony of other people that serve within the church. I mean, consider just how you've seen other people serve and how it lightens up their day and how it brightens their day to be able to help one another. We had a story recently where I went to an individual in our church and I asked them, I said, "Hey, would you do me a favor this week? Would you mind just reaching out and doing this to this for this family? I feel like it would really help them just kind of have a voice other than mine." And sure enough, they did it, and they called me back later and they said, "Hey, that was one of the best things that you could ever ask me to do." They said, "Sometimes I just need that good, swift kick to remind myself that I need to be the one reaching out to people, that I need to be the one making things happen." And you should have seen the smile on their face and the joy in their heart because they got to serve another family in our church. That's what it's about. And that's what we're trying to accomplish. How do we serve one another in the church? And those testimonies help us. And when we speak the truth about how the joy of serving one another, it really helps us and it lights a fire in us to go, "Oh, I could do that." Like when I talk about the joy of giving and the obedience of giving, I give and I give out of the joy and the abundance of my heart. And I talk freely about that and I give testimony about that because I want to encourage others to do the same. Even when times are tight, God still takes care of my family and me. So it's always important to remind ourselves of how much giving means in our world. So what are some things that we can do real quick as we kind of wrap this up? What's kind of some takeaways that we can do for this week with this information? Well, I think the first thing is maybe ask, how do I know my spiritual gifts? There are some assessments out there that I can send you. I can shoot those over to you. All you got to do is email me, charles@pbcshawbro.com. I'll send that stuff over to you. You take that, kind of let me know what you come back with. So helping you kind of identify your spiritual gift, that'd be a big one. And then looking at areas within our church where you can serve and do. I have found in countless times that many people are serving within the church in an area because they feel like, well, no one else will do it, but it's not their gift and they're frustrated the whole time. Let's put you in an area where you're gifted, because I promise you this, if you walk away, somebody else will step up. That's how God designs it. All right. So finding out your spiritual gift and then placing you in an area where you can utilize that gift, right? And then here's another good takeaway. Identify one area in your church or here in this church where you can serve and take the first step this week. What's an area where you can take the first step this week? Maybe it is kids. Maybe it's youth. There are some rules that we have regarding those two things, but maybe those are an area, or maybe it is in hospitality. Maybe it is in cooking meals on Wednesday nights. Maybe it's in singing in the choir and bringing a servant through worship. Maybe it's helping usher or helping greet people. Maybe it's, you know, whatever it looks like. What are some areas where you can serve and do this week and just be a part? So identify one of those areas and then figure out, how can I step into that, or how can I help step into that role? What do I need to do? Who do I need to ask? If you reach out to me, again, charles@pbcshawbro.com, you can call up here at the church office. I will find a way to get you plugged in wherever I can. But the reality is that the local church is a group of people who are responsible to encourage and equip one another and be involved in their community. So as we kind of put a cap on this, let me just encourage you in this way. Be involved in your community. Find ways to step up within your church to allow your church to be a shining light within the community, so that when the world outside looks at us, they don't see a building, they see a light. When the world outside of our walls looks at us, they don't see a building with a steeple, but they see the beautiful, righteous salt of the earth that Jesus has left here to carry the message of the gospel forward. So Providence family, I hope that you're going to have a great week. I hope that you have plans for us being here this Easter weekend. And if you have any questions, don't be afraid to reach out. If you have any comments or any other suggestions about podcast episodes, please feel free to reach out. Again, we're going to carve out some more time for these, but the past couple of weeks have been kind of crazy, but we wanted to make sure that we did it today. So Providence family, it's been good, and I can't wait to see you on Sunday.